Since the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago, we've learned a lot about QAnon. It's a baseless conspiracy theory rooted in anti-Semitic tropes about elites worshiping Satan and drinking children's blood. And while the QAnon movement is most closely identified with the far right, it is also found in yoga and wellness circles. This is the story of one Los Angeles yoga influencer who went down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole. Emily Guerin from member station KPCC and LAist reports.
Inhale and exhale.
She was born Katie Griggs, but for most of her adult life, she went by Guru okay. Jugget.
Now we're going to do 5 minutes of addiction meditation. Not 3 minutes, because everybody is too messed up.
Guru Jugget ran a Kundalini yoga studio in Los Angeles called the Rama Institute for Applied Yogic Science and Technology. She had celebrity clients. She had a book deal, a clothing line, studios in Mallorca and New York, and tens of thousands of Instagram followers. Here she is in a YouTube video from 2016, leading a class.
Thumbs right here. And then you'll squeeze each back molar, like little compression, is sa, ta, na, ma. Breathe through the nose.
A big part of why she was so popular was that she dressed and acted like a deeply spiritual yogi. But she also swore and talked about sex and fashion. This is a YouTube video of a class she taught in February 2021.
That's ultimately what all spiritual practice is for. Can I be cleaning up the dog and having like an ecstatic experience because I get to do this? Like, that's the extreme, right?
I was like all in. A yoga teacher that talked like that, that was real, that was grounded. I knew instantly, this is my teacher.
Jacqueline Gelb began taking yoga classes with Guru Jugget back in 2013. She told me that Guru Jugget had occasionally talked about conspiracies before the pandemic, but as it progressed, she began to speak more openly.
This is engineered by the government. There's a reason they need to keep us at home. You need to be looking at that. And she said, this is what you get for spending the weekend on YouTube watching alien videos. And I mean, that caught my attention because it was like, oh, she's falling into rabbit holes.
In the beginning of the pandemic, Guru Jugget suggested specific foods, yoga poses, and breathing exercises to stay healthy. But over time, she began to defy local stay-at-home orders. Here's Guru Jugget teaching maskless and in person in late May 2020, in a class that was later shared on Instagram.
We now have that AI technology where they know how to control your mind.
In December 2020, Guru Jugget invited a well-known conspiracy theorist and anti-Semite to come speak.
When she brought in David Icke, I mean, that just was not something that the woman I knew before would do. That was so deeply offensive.
Among other things, Icke claims that reptilian extraterrestrials control the world. By the time Guru Jugget interviewed him on her podcast in January 2021, he'd been banned from Twitter for spreading falsehoods about COVID.
We're in this global lockdown. We know there's other reasons for it besides what they're telling us.
Well, I've been researching and writing and talking about this now for 30 years. And over that period, I've gone very, very deep in the rabbit hole.
By this point, student Jacqueline Gelb had stopped taking classes with Guru Jugget.
It was a very hard, confusing time, but mostly I was really angry. She was so intelligent. She had so much power. She could have done so much good.
But Guru Jugget kept many of her followers. Nancy Lucas is another one of Guru Jugget's longtime students. And she told me she liked hearing what she called every side of the story.
I think she was giving people from all walks of life that opportunity to come there and speak and give their point of view. I do think she felt that the press was being biased, and I think I do too. So
about coronavirus or
about a point of view. I mean, if you're banning people's comments from Twitter and Facebook, we don't have an open forum for dialogue.
To be clear, millions of people enjoy practicing yoga and don't fall down conspiracy rabbit holes. But for Guru Jugget, there were a number of things that influenced her radicalization, some that are personal to her, and some that had to do with her yoga practice. Matthew Remsky is a journalist who hosts a podcast called Conspirituality. And he told me there's actually quite a bit that yoga philosophy has in common with conspiratorial thinking. Themes like everything is connected, nothing happens without a purpose, and nothing is what it seems.
So if you've been practicing yoga, these are going to be very familiar ideas to you.
One of the central concepts in QAnon is that there is a secret alternative truth. Ben Lorber is a researcher at Political Research Associates, a think tank that monitors right-wing movements.
And you see that in also a lot of yoga and wellness communities, right? Where, you know, you stumble upon a kind of hidden knowledge that only you and a select few others have access to.
QAnon followers believe that many experts are part of the so-called deep state. Yoga practitioners can also be skeptical of Western medicine and science. And in both circles, there's this emphasis on doing your own research and finding your own truth.
So that meditation helps you to start to have the power of your mind to create your own narrative and your own reality.
We'll never know what would have happened to Guru Jagat, if she would have become more extreme, or maybe she would have changed her views, because on August 1st, 2021, she died of a pulmonary embolism. She was 41. Here's a woman named Angela Sumner talking about her in a YouTube tribute.
Even if you think that she's a scam artist, even if you think she's a conspiracy theorist, you can't look at her eloquence and her teachings and deny that she is one of the greatest teachers that's ever lived during our time.
Since her death, her yoga studio, the Rama Institute, has kept going full speed. And she's kind of become an angel-like figure, watching over them. There's even an altar to her at the back of the studio. For NPR News, I'm Emily Guerin.
To hear the full story about Guru Jagat, check out Emily's new podcast, Imperfect Paradise, Yoga's Queen of Conspiracy Theories.